Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and the CBS Sports Network coming to you live from the Built for Tough studio.
So now that you got the old golf itch.
Yes.
And I know you played yesterday.
I did.
Are you excited to hear that Tiger Woods is going to be playing in the PGA Championship this weekend?
Absolutely. I was anticipating that he would, so it wasn't a big shocker, but I am excited, without a doubt, to be able to enjoy another major, even though that the Masters wasn't all that exciting for maybe the casual fan. I was totally into it because I was in a Masters pool, and I bet on it, and I bet Scottie Scheffler, and I was into him winning, so I'll be doing the same thing.
Yep.
I won't be in a pool this time around because the PGA not as popular as the Masters, but I'll be betting on some golfers, and I will be watching. Yes, and I had a blast out there at West Sable again yesterday. I got my lesson lined up for Monday, my first lesson. So I am all in, man.
I'm glad you got the itch. And yesterday, I don't know if you saw this or not. You know, they interviewed Tiger, and Tiger was talking about, you know, playing in the PGA Tour, and he's playing with Rory and Jordan Spieth. It's a great group to go out with on the first day, I believe. But he was talking about Phil Mickelson and the comments about the Saudi Arabian-backed LIV Golf Tour.
Yeah, that's
and all
right,
that
yeah.
other stuff. And you know, a lot was more made out of the comments than I think the way that he portrayed the comments. And basically what he said is, look, man, I'm all about the PGA Tour. I'm all about legacies, you know, and I respect those, you know, and, you know, there were some unfortunate things that Phil Mickelson said, and everybody's trying to make a big to-do out of it, like Tiger goes after Phil and all that other stuff. Look, Tiger is just happy to be playing golf and happy to be a part of the PGA Tour and still looked at as one of, if not the greatest golfer ever to have lived. And that's where the legacy comes from and the amount of money that he has made off the golf course.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting.
It just pales, you know, yeah. The amount of money he won on the golf course pales in comparison to the amount of money he's made off the golf course because of that legacy.
It was interesting to me. Now, I'm all about Tiger and his comeback, and I don't think about some of the stuff he went through. But Tiger talking about how legacies are important to him was very interesting to me because he's got an extremely complicated legacy. You know, he was on his way to being, you know, the most popular, you know, famous golfer ever with nothing on his resume that was bad, and then ended up going through what he went through, and then obviously the car accident and everything else. So, the surgeries and this and that. And he's been a different person now, it seems like.
Well, of course, because of all the things that he's gone through, especially this latest injury in which he almost killed himself.
Yeah.
But he also says, I understand different viewpoints, but I believe in legacies. I believe in major championships. I believe in big events. Comparisons to historical figures of the past, Wood said. Finally said, there's plenty of money out here, he said. The tour is growing, but it's just like any other sport. It's like tennis. You have to go out there, and you have to earn it. And then when you earn it out there on the course, the amount of money these guys make off the course would blow people away.
Yeah.
I don't know what his winnings are. His winnings are probably north of $150 million, maybe even $200 million.
Well, here's what it comes down to. He feels like he can make more because he's probably got some debt, right?
He's got contracts.
Yeah, I mean,
he's got contracts he's got to live up to with club manufacturers, clothing, Nike, and everything. The amazing thing is, with all the stuff the Tiger's been through, you know, they're sticking with him. Nike's sticking with him.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
And
no, but I'm talking about Phil. Like, the reason why Phil, like, the reason why Phil has entertained this whole situation is because he feels like he can make more money with the other tour.
Because well, guaranteed money to show up is really what
right,
it's all about.
Because he probably has some debts he's got to pay off.
Oh, yeah, of course. He's got financial reasons why to...
That's the only reason why. It's easy. You know, if you're just based on legacies, if you make some better decisions or if you're Tiger and all the money that you've made, but, you know, Phil's made some bad decisions. I mean, we're just talking about it.
Made awful decisions. Gambling. Gambling's killed them.
Right. So, I mean, that's why he's searching for that extra dollar.
Well, the other thing, too, is, the way he put the whole thing
was terrible.
About the Saudis and Khashoggi and the killing of the media. I mean, just...
Right.
It just shut up. Don't say anything. You know, they're still going to go ahead with the events.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the PGA Tour now is not going to be giving these guys the ability to go do that. They're going to protect their tour, and they're saying, no, you're not playing in this sort of stuff.
And originally, they were going to, the word was at least, that they were going to allow them to play in the international events. And then when the tour came over to North American soil, then they would block these guys.
Yeah, the other tour, European tour, is not going to allow these players, waivers.
But the PGA now has blocked them for everything, because I guess the first event is in London, and they blocked them from that.
Well, this was also Sergio Garcia screaming and yelling on a golf course 2 weeks ago about a ruling, Maryland. He goes, I can't wait to get,
away from the PGA. Right, exactly. I hate this tour.
Shut up, Sergio.
How much money you've made. We've sit there, watch you stand over your ball for 7 years of our life before he's about to hit it. You know, and they're thinking about the money he's raked in because of the PGA tour.
That's exactly what Tiger is talking about. So, I don't know. So, the drama of it all.
Yeah.
Ah, it's beautiful. It's like the PGA tour is becoming the NBA.
Yeah, I wonder,
what's going on with Patrick Beverley, by the way?
He's like a superstar on ESPN. They gave him a shot on First Take the other day, and he was so entertaining that I think they brought him back.
And he was just ripping on Chris Paul not playing defense?
Yeah, that was one of the things.
And what's going on with, is it Matt Barnes that he's getting involved with now? And
Matt Barnes went back at him, basically said, listen, this guy dropped 40-something on you in an elimination game the year prior. Like, shut up, like, all this stuff, you're not a Hall of Famer. You know, all of these things. But he's mixing it up. He's mixing it up. So they brought him back.
And he's an active player.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So it's he's been very entertaining over there. I want to see who is the favorite in the PGA.
I would think Spieth is going to be up there, of course. Scheffler, they're in
the... Scheffler, there's two guys tied, Scheffler and Rahm again.
Rahm again, okay.
Yeah, Rahm is always up there. Rahm, Scheffler, Rory, JT, Spieth, Morikawa, Cam Smith. Those are your favorites.
Yeah, well, that sounds about right.
By the way, and this is why people love betting golf, I say it all the time. So Rahm and Scheffler are both favorites at the top, co-favorites at +1,200. +1,200 to get it done. So if you like those two guys, then jump in on that.
So this golf course was restored. They're playing at a place in Tulsa, Oklahoma, called Southern Hills.
I thought they were playing at West Saville. I didn't know. I thought they were... They were getting it ready yesterday, the greens guys.
Well, we can go down there and restore West Saville and see if we can attract them.
Attract the PGA.
A damn wind down there.
I know, man. It's beautiful, though. Right on the water. It's tremendous. You got Scotty's Pub right across the street. Yeah, it's a perfect place to have them roll in. Tiger and everybody. Let's go to Michael in Nashville. What's going on, Michael?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Right, what's up, man? What's happening, brother?
Big Ranger fan here. Forgive me, I'm stepping out of my hotel here in Raleigh, Durham.
Oh, okay. Getting ready to go to the game.
You actually got tickets?
Well, so I wanted to see if you guys wanted to join me. I'm thinking about suing the Hurricanes in PNC Arena for what they put me through on Sunday night.
All right, so tell me what happened.
So I went on to Ticketmaster literally after we scored the winning goal. And hunted for a single seat and got through the entire process, was about to click submit, and the information popped up about only offering tickets to fans in North Carolina, South Carolina, and I think it was Virginia. And I obviously said, okay, this has got to be a joke. I tried it two more times, didn't work. Fortunately, my wife is a lot smarter than I am and said, hey, you should try StubHub. So jumped on StubHub, worked like a charm, but I ended up paying twice as what I would have paid on Ticketmaster.
Yeah, secondary market, of course. Right. Yeah.
So this is a clear discrimination. Clear discrimination.
Absolutely. I think it only forces us to be that much louder and more boisterous tonight, but I think we all know that there's clearly going to be more of us than there will be of them.
This is also not the only time this has ever happened.
It's happened a lot.
This happened, you know, a lot of small markets do this, especially where, you know, transplanted New Yorkers tend to live.
Tampa Bay does this all the time.
The Florida Panthers were hosting the Rangers or the Islanders.
Oh, my God.
Forget it. They get overrun by both fan bases because everybody who hates living here moves down there.
Not everybody.
And they don't leave their team fandom behind. Now, are you from here there, Michael?
No, so ironically enough, I grew up in New Jersey, lifelong Ranger fan, lived in California for the past 18 years, and then moved to Nashville in July. And thankfully, my new job takes me to the Raleigh-Durham area, and so here I am.
All right,
worked
very good.
Perfectly, thank goodness. Are you heading to any of the games, guys, down this way? Or are you
gonna we can't go. You know, if I go there, it'll be like madhouse, forget it. You know, the thing about it is the Caniacs, you know, the one thing I will say, watching Florida last night.
The Caniacs?
Yeah, that's what they call their fans.
Yeah.
They're a great fan base when they, you know, listen.
They are
a great fan base. I don't care what anybody says. Small fan base, kind of like the Islander fan base around here. Small but intense.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. Watching a Florida Panther fan last night, I think it's a bunch of ex-Ranger and Islander fans just going to a hockey game because they love it.
That's it.
Well, good luck.
Hey,
enjoy,
Boomer,
Michael.
Hey, Boomer, real quick. Back in the late 90s, I used to work as an intern for SFX up in East Rutherford. I never had a chance to see you or meet you, but that was right out of college.
Well, thank you. I'm sure you worked on something for me somewhere along the line, you know, because Frank and Freddie and Steve were throwing stuff at you guys left and right.
I was actually on the naming rights side for facilities.
Oh, you are? Okay. Yeah, okay, so you were with Freddie then, those guys. Yep.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, anyway, Michael, good talking to you. Good luck. Enjoy the game tonight.
Yeah, look at that. Michael in Nashville. Living it up. Buying himself a single ticket and going to the game by himself. His wife helping him get that ticket.
See,
I
could not do that.
Get out of here. Look, go by yourself to a game?
I just couldn't do it.
As much as I like my alone time and space and being an only child and all those things, I don't like eating by myself or going to an event by
myself. I'll tell you what, I hope Russell Wilson has a great year in Denver. And the reason I'm saying that, you know, he threw out a first pitch for the Rockies.
Mm-hmm.
He's right in the middle of the Avalanche game last night.
Yeah.
He better play well.
Well, they're going to end up fourth in that division.
I mean, they all love him right now.
Yeah.
You know, that's 5 good games, great. And then, you know, 12 other games, forget it.
Whatever their over-under number is.
Under. You like under, huh?
I love the under.
Okay.
Jay in Tom's River. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
As soon as the game, they won, I know my wife was going down to North Carolina, right, on Thursday. So I said, okay, I'll surprise her because, you know, we're big fans. So I said, I'll surprise her with 2 tickets. So I ordered the tickets.
Yeah.
I go to Ticketmaster. I get 2 tickets. I don't even tell her. I think I'm doing I'm the man. So I buy the 2 tickets right behind the goal, section 112, just like if we were going to a Ranger game. $227 a ticket. I said, okay, this ain't bad. I don't, you know, it cost me like $580. So I sent them to my wife. She says, oh, I'm going for game 2. I'm going to be down there for game 2, not game 1. I said, okay. So now I go and buy the tickets for game 2. Now it costs me $750. So you can't get in touch with nobody at Ticketmaster to refund my first tickets. So I list them for 3.25. Then I knock it down to $280. Now I got them listed for $250. They're right behind the goal, 7 or 8 rows back, and I can't get rid of them.
Really?
I have no way to do anything.
You can't get rid of them because they won't allow you to sell them?
Well, I listed them.
Man. Jesus Christ.
Get that, Eddie? Make sure we got that. Yeah, he called the Hurricanes Arena a bleep something or other.
Hole.
Yeah. he should be able to get those for any Ranger fan that's going to go down there. You know, but I mean, we're talking, it's, you know,
the amazing thing to me is Ticketmaster obviously is partners with all of these teams.
Yeah.
So if you're a Ticketmaster user here in New York and all of a sudden Ticketmaster is telling you you can't buy tickets in Carolina, that's bad on Ticketmaster's part.
No,
but they're being told by the franchise that this is they don't want Ranger fans in there.
I mean, which is just ridiculous, but whatever. They're not the only, as you mentioned, they're not the only team to do that. And all other leagues do the same thing.
Didn't Tampa?
Not just the NHL. Tampa Bay did it with the Islanders.
With the Islanders. They said no Islander jerseys and all that kind of stuff. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Not allowed to do any of that.
That's so ridiculous.
It really is.
I guess maybe they're also trying not to get people in the fights. I don't know. That could be a part of it.
I mean, you had Maple Leaf fans waylaying each other.
Well, that's different. They're beating each other up.
That's what I'm saying.
Story.
So how are you going to stop fights? It's drunk people and drunk people.
Listen, I told you, I have a Maple Leaf fan in my life.
Yeah.
I can totally get it and understand it, why they actually would fight with each other.
10 minutes from now, Yankee field-level tickets against the White Sox on Sunday, May 22nd. Jack and Tom's River. Quickly, what's going on, Jack?
Hey, Boomer, Gio, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Gio, I know you started getting into golf. I'm really happy for you. It's an awesome sport. You got to download this app called 18 Birdies. I don't know if you have it or not. Boomer, I don't know if you use it either.
18 Birdies. No, I don't know it.
So you download the app. When you play golf, you start your round. You can track your score. You can see how far you are from the hole, everything. And, it's like a social media thing. You track yourself, track your score. You keep track of your handicap as you play. And, it helps you get better.
Nice. All right. I will check that out. Hey, I saw you calling from Tom's River. Whatever happened with those two kids yesterday on the beach there? Did you see that story?
No, I didn't see that. What happened?
So it was right. So they were two teenagers that were playing on the beach, and they fell down like a hole.
A sinkhole?
Yeah, somehow, and one of them was trapped, and then they got him out, and they were working on getting the other one out, and it was, I don't know the resolution, but
oh
it was,
no,
yeah, like
I,
the
I,
sand I, collapsed in on him, and they were digging him out of the beach somewhere down there. It was, I couldn't believe it. It was jarring. So I hope that both of them were able to get out of there.
They did not. One passed.
Come on.
18-year-old man passed, and his 17-year-old sister was rescued.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. So what, did they fall into a sinkhole?
Yeah.
It looks like the sand collapsed. Yeah. They were trapped in a sand collapse at Chadwick Beach on the barrier island of Tom's River.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's just incredible that what even. So this is the one from yesterday, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Just making sure. Yeah, that is, I mean, the fact that can even happen on a beach is amazing to me, that a sinkhole can open up in the sand like that. And they were just walking around and playing, the two of them, brother and sister. Just totally tragic.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Coming up in just a minute, we're going to have Jerry Recco's update, where he's going to tell you about the Mets and Yankees for yesterday and get you ready for the Rangers game one tonight. But first, We've got a giveaway for you. It's a Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz that we do every morning at 8:25. A pair of field level tickets to see the Yankees against the White Sox on Sunday, May 22nd. Right now, be caller 7 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz and the fan. All righty, Jerry, what's happening with you?
Morning, powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. And we're also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Yankees, Orioles last night in Baltimore as the Yanks continue to pile up the victories.
Now here is Tate's 1-1 to Glaber. Line hard on one hop, and it went past Urias. Rounding third, Donaldson. He will score. And we'll see if they scored a hit or error, but the Yankees take a 5-3
this
lead.
This is a terrible baseball team. That's,
That game I was at last week or the week before that, they made 5 errors in one game. Yeah. That one there pads the lead. Yankees.
That was the night of the draft, I remember that day. It was the afternoon game.
And yes.
Yeah, the 5 errors. So
exactly.
Bad.
That game took forever. 5-4 last night was the final. John Sterling on the fan. Aaron Judge the star, though. 4-for-5. A double, couple of home runs, 3 RBIs, not too shabby for sure. Here is Aaron Boone. He says, actually, his game could have been even bigger because the double could have been a home run to left.
Almost 3, but Build Your Own Park got him there and left. I mean, special night.
Are we mocking the fact that they made a higher wall?
I guess so.
So now Chris Woodward goes all over in Yankee Stadium.
I thought the same thing.
Right, that's exactly what I thought. I'm like, well, wait a minute, time out. Why are you making fun of that stadium?
I know.
I mean, those poor guys lose every night.
Now, did they just make the fence higher, or did they push? I thought they pushed them back.
They pushed it back last year, and this year they added the fence. They hired the 10 feet, the extra 10 feet of fence.
Why would you?
Because they don't have home run hitters, and they're trying to give their home team every advantage that they possibly can get to try to win a game. And that would be to keep Aaron Judge in the park like they did last night on that particular play.
They did. Yes. They did. Here was here's Jameson Taillon. He got the win. He says, Judge really saw him.
Not surprising at this point. Feels like every time I pitch, he does something amazing. What do you have? 4 hits, a couple of homers, another ball that's probably a homer in every other park. Made a couple of good defensive plays.
He's been pretty damn good. Michael King was also really good. He was also talking about Judge.
It's everything that you would expect. I want to say it's like otherworldly, but when you look at the guy and his work ethic and his production on the field, it's just insane, and it's really fun to watch.
And then in terms of the way the game finished, so the Yankees got the 2-run lead. Aroldis Chapman comes in, not great. But he does get the save. Here was Boone and what he saw.
Chirinos put a good swing on a ball, you know, and then behind in the count there, and McKenna at least went up and on the plate. So just got to tighten up, you know, whether that's through delivery or what, but just a little better with the strike throwing.
And so the Yankees 20-3 in their last 23 games. Series continues. A 4-game series continues tonight. Garrett Cole taking on Jordan Lyles. Meantime, the Mets played 2 yesterday at Citi Field. They won the first game from the Cardinals 3-1. Then the second game, well, not so good. They wound up losing the second game to the Cards as they could not push across that tying run in the ninth.
Now the pitch. Swung on and missed strike 3, and the ball game is over. Gallegos pumps his fist as he throws a 95-mile-an-hour fastball past Francisco Lindor, and the Cardinals get a split of this doubleheader.
And that was Howie Rose on WCBS.
And his contract's going to look worse than Jason Bay's.
Well, we'll see. You never know. It's certainly possible. Here was Lindor, the strikeout to end the game. They lose 4-3. Do you feel like you were progressing at the plate because the last month has been lousy?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm working. I'm doing whatever it takes. Just part of the game, too. The pitchers have nice cars, too.
The pitchers have nice cars, too.
Hmm.
I guess that's his way of saying they get paid, too. Right, Boom?
Exactly.
Also, Buck Showalter talking about, so in the top of the ninth, they push across the go-ahead run on a walk, a stolen base, a wild pitch, and then Escobar can't control the ball on the run, and they wind up scoring, would have ended the inning. Here's Buck Showalter. No fault to Escobar.
He's playing real deep. He's on a dead sprint, one misstep with a guy who's a plus runner. I'm not sure if he'd been out anyway, but, you know, Esky's played a good third base for us, and it's hard.
Esky, come on.
He's spitting all over himself here.
Not great. And then the update on the Nimmo who fouled the ball off his quad.
Right quad contusion, day to day. You know, aren't we all?
Well, yeah. Well, we are, actually.
Look at that.
Yeah,
one more day. Closer to being dead and irrelevant.
It's not funny. Series continues tonight. Max Scherzer facing Jordan Hicks. Also, the Astros beat the Red Sox 13-4. That was the game with the five home runs in the one inning. As Houston did that for the first time in franchise history, did it off of Nathan Eovaldi. To the NBA playoffs, Eastern Conference Finals in Miami.
Jimmy, Tatum in front. I love that these two have guarded each other a good portion of the night. Jimmy spits right on him, knocks it down right in that beautiful head of hair. Those great eyebrows, that lovely mustache and goatee had to handle all of that.
That was Heat Radio with the call. What did that call remind you of?
I don't know. Nothing, really.
Nothing?
No.
When he's talking about Jimmy? The Seinfeld bit, no?
Oh, see, I'm not a big Seinfeld quote guy.
No. I mean, I'm not either, but I remember that episode where Jimmy's talking about himself in the third person.
Yeah.
And that made
I'm sure lots
of
listeners were thinking the same. That I was not.
Well,
there's Greg Hughes here. What's going on, Greg Hughes?
Greg Hughes.
Yes.
118.
Sales guy extraordinaire. Puts a smile on my face, that Greg Hughes.
Who looks better and better every time I see him.
Yeah, absolutely.
118-107, the final. Heat beat the Celtics. They outscored him big time in the second half. Jimmy had 41. That's Jimmy Butler. He says scoring 40. Well, that just happened.
I think I speak for my teammates and the Miami Heat organization whenever I say I know what I'm capable of. And I don't do this to score 40 points. I play the way that I play to win.
And they won last night.
So I just saw a commercial that was for ABC, and they had the Eastern Conference Finals that they were broadcasting, and then also some sort of ABC TV show. So they had the actors of that TV show on with one player from the Eastern Conference Finals representing, I guess, both teams in that series.
Okay. Jason Tatum.
No.
Really?
It surprised me who this was.
Jaylen Brown?
No.
Taco Fall?
No.
Tyler Hero?
Hero.
Tyler Hero. Yep. Tyler Hero.
Interesting. We had 17 last night.
I mean, to me, it's Jimmy Butler. That's the guy.
Maybe he didn't want to do it.
I also felt like it was too obvious to say that.
Yeah.
After last night.
He may not.
He'd be like, screw you guys. I don't want to involved in your bull crap. I got a championship to win.
You know, some guys are like so wrapped up in the intensity of it all that they don't want any outside distractions. He seems to be that guy.
I mean, they sure don't want to leave their team. You know? Like, they want to be there. They're getting paid big money. They have a responsibility. They got to be there.
All right, they don't want to go to South Dakota and howl like a wolf into the night.
This is what you call the Pat Riley Miami Heat culture. That's culture right there, boys.
Is there anybody on the Heat?
I'm actually high right now.
Yeah, there you go.
Anybody on the Heat that's high right now?
Anybody who's not in the NBA, in the entire NBA?
By the way, did we ever... So yesterday we did the whole thing about A-Lo, Kyrie's name.
Yeah, Ela. I
think Ela.
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 Ela. This was from I Am Athlete podcast. I never gave you the definition of what Ela means.
What's that? It means little mountain in my tribe. So I have a name that was handed down to me from my great-grandfather, and it was given to me from my tribe.
Little Mountain.
So Little Mountain. I think we got to start making shirts. Little Mountain.
Who's going to start making shirts?
I don't know. Someone's got to make a shirt. Little Mountain.
All right.
Yeah.
I kind of want to have a indigenous name.
I'm sure you could have one.
Yeah. Little Niblet, I think, would be mine.
You're such a jackass. Here was
I'm just staying away from the whole thing, man. I don't Jesus.
We're in
one warped world, man. Oh my God.
Simply not our night.
Got out tough, out physical. They looked like they came out in the second half, you know, and wanted to up their physicality and aggression.
And they didn't match it for sure. So Miami gets game one. You got game one Warriors and Mavericks coming up tonight.
Tribal name.
Magic won the draft lottery.
Tribe gave it to me. I had no choice.
Rangers are in Carolina. Game one tonight.
Whatever read he's got, give it to me now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I gave you Dave Mishkin earlier this hour. No, no, relax. I'm going to give you the overtime game
relax,
winner.
Relax, little nibbler.
Yeah, calm down, little nibbler.
Avalanche Blues overtime game one.
High in the zone, Manson takes the shot. Now Manson lets it go. He scores! He scores!
Radio with the call, 3-2 the final there as they take game one of their series. The goal coming at 8:02 of the overtime. Saw this too. Steve Cangelosi actually stepped down as Devils play-by-play man after, I forget what it was, I feel like Doc Emmerich just retired, but yeah, I thought I was surprised by that. So
Peter Schwartz right now dressed as Lucifer. He's outside with a Claude Lemieux 22 throwback jersey knocking on the Prudential door. Prudential Center door.
Why did you go for that?
Yeah, I've never done hockey in my life. No, I've never called a hockey game. That's
you know what's going to happen. You know, Matty Loughlin will probably
get it back.
He never did TV play-by-play.
I thought Matt was in between Emmerich and Cangelosi for a short time. Maybe not.
I thought he just did studio stuff.
He was studio. That's what he was. You're right.
He's got TV experience. He'll probably get bumped up to TV, and then radio's open.
There you go. How about that? That'd be fun.
What do you think, Jerry?
Good. Oh, I would love to do that. I've never done it, though, but I would love to do that.
Oh, man, that'd be a great...
They're going to be a good team in a couple years.
They will be very young.
They can get their goalie situation straightened out, and they get the second overall pick this year.
That could be a real possibility.
Never know. Who knows? Maybe.
I wonder what that pays in relation to what you do here.
I don't know. PGA Championship.
Could you do both?
Why wouldn't I?
Okay, just making sure.
I mean, you know, you are on the road at least, you know, 80 days a year, right?
No. I don't know if it's that
like
much.
Like a 40 games. 41
yeah, but
awakens.
Think of how many are in Philadelphia, Long Island, and Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
I mean, but then you're from some Four Seasons in Winnipeg trying to get your ISDN work.
That is very true. PGA Championship takes place at Southern Hills starting tomorrow.
It sucks.
Here was Rory McIlroy in the absence of Phil Mickelson.
I think he should be here this week and you know, celebrating what I'm... monumental achievement he achieved last year. So it's unfortunate. It's sad.
It's sad, but he ain't there. That's the way that goes. And who was it, Al? We talked about it in the warm-up show. Brooks Koepka locked his keys in his car, and the fob actually locked the door with the fob in the car.
You shouldn't be able to do that anymore with today's cars.
That seems strange.
But I don't think mine does that. You won't do that.
What do you think? He's driving a 1982 Honda?
I don't know, but it shouldn't happen.
I would think not to, but that's what happened. I don't know. I know I left my car on once and it stayed on even though the key fob was with me here, which was weird.
So he left the car on with the fob in the car.
You tell me the car was on too?
Yeah, so his claim was that he and his caddy were loading the car, the car was on at one point, and I guess he thought the car was going to stay on, and I guess the caddy shut the car off, and then he locked, and this car somehow got locked. But it was some sort of confusion between he and the caddy and whether he thought the car was still on or not on.
Well, I think what you got to do now is fire the caddy. It's always the caddy's fault. Remember that.
Can you still open a car door by using that thin thing that looks like a ruler and slide it down?
The Slim Jim.
That's what it is.
Probably.
I don't think so, because it's got one of those if it has the push button lock on it, then yes,
you should be able to do that.
But there still has to be some sort of lock device in there. I mean, just call a criminal. I'm sure they can.
I believe it's a great thing about the Raptors. They have buttons on the outside that you have your own code.
I like that.
If you want to go in the car, you just hit your code and boom, you're in.
The only problem with that is you got to watch your fingerprints. Make sure you hit all the buttons. Well, I'm just saying, you can figure out which buttons are pushed more, and then it's just
Just so, a matter, just a combination.
Yeah, no, yeah. There's like seven numbers, Jerry, and it's like seven combinations.
They're very smart people.
Okay.
These criminals.
Yeah.
There's still a Range Rovers all over the place. All
right.
And oh, real quick.
Yes.
Why is the catalytic converter so important for thieves to steal?
I believe it has something to do with what they're made out of.
So it's actually not the part for the car as much as it is the material.
Yes.
Are they made out of diamond? What is it?
I don't know.
Who the hell knows?
Interesting. Okay.
No idea.
No, there you
just
go.
Google it.
Yes, I could. It just came to my mind.
Only certain cars have the ones that the thieves really want.
Like Range Rovers?
Yeah, they're the higher end cars, of course.
Yeah, okay.
I know my car was on the list of not interested.
Yeah, I drive a Subaru not interested.
L.E.
That's all right. Funny.
Over in Chico.
It comes right up. We just put, why do thieves steal catalytic converters?
Yes.
Yeah, how about that?
And get out of here.
Precious metals, platinum, and rhodium.
There you go.
All you had to do was type in why do, and that's what came up?
I put why do TH, and the rest was there. Thieves steal catalytic converters.
Why do I owe taxes? Why do we yawn? Why do we dream? Why do
clearly cats these are things you have searched.
No, it's not. Why do dogs eat poop?
Yeah, again, things you've probably pooped. You've
why
probably
do I
searched.
Have a little niblet?
Why do men have nipples are on here?
Yeah.
What? That's what I got with
well,
why
these
do.
Are the things that you have searched. We talked
it's
about
not
nipples.
That thing
we
that
have
I've searched.
Talked about nipples here. And
it has nothing. It
nipples.
Has nothing to do with what I've searched. It's just it's what the world is searching. It has nothing to do with what I searched.
No, you searched on that computer.
Oh, my God.
Nipples.
No, it doesn't. It's not the way it works.
Yeah, probably.
It's not the way it works.
Well, why'd mine come up so quickly?
I have no idea. How come Switzerland was never invaded? I never put that in there.
It's neutral.
How come ash never ages? Huh. That's an interesting one.
That's an interesting
one. I put in how come. How come I never get sick? Not me.
You had COVID last year.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Why
that's
would
what,
you search that?
I didn't.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. If you happen to ever hear of a man named Steve Aoki,
Steve Aoki sound very familiar? Baseball player?
No, Steve Aoki is actually a DJ, a world-renowned
DJ. Oh, no, I don't know. I don't
DJ.
Know him. No, I'm sorry. I don't know him. I know DJ Tiesto. That's about it.
You know Tiesto. Okay, yeah. Very good. Yes, Tiesto is a world-famous DJ. So Steve Aoki threw out the first pitch at a Red Sox game.
How'd that work out?
It landed on the netting behind home plate.
Oh.
So not great. So I think it's probably the worst one.
Since 50 Cent?
Since 50 Cent, yes. You took the words right out of my mouth. The worst 50. One since then. 50 Cent.
Not 50 Cent.
Well, no, it actually is 50 Cent. It is.
Well, we know him as 50.
You know him as 50.
I know him as 50.
Yeah, so it's absolutely horrendous. But it's a very funny video.
Okay.
And worth watching if you get an opportunity, because he just hucks it all the way past the catcher, past everything, up on the netting behind home plate. Steve Aoki. Terrible
Steve
job.
Aoki, like, why was he throwing out the first pitch? Is he a Red Sox fan?
I don't know if he's from up there. I don't know. I mean, he's definitely famous. He's a world-famous DJ. I know that much. Mm-hmm. He's got to be from up there for sure. Let's go to Tom, who's in Perth Amboy. What's going on, Tom? Good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, Tommy, what's happening?
I hope you can understand me because I'm recovering from cancer.
Oh, okay. Well, very good. I hope that you're doing well. And you're back on the road to recovery, and you're healthy as soon as possible.
Very so. I watch you guys every morning at 6 o'clock.
Awesome. Listen, that's great to hear.
Phil Mickelson, I've been looking through all the apps, and I found out that he has $20 to $40 million in gambling debt.
Yeah.
That's why he wants to go to the other league. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, it is. We believe it to be. That's not an autobiography, but a biography that...
unauthorized biography.
Unauthorized biography by that guy. What was his name?
Shipnuck.
Yeah, Alan Shipnuck.
Shipnuck.
Shipnuck is ruining Phil Mickelson's life, essentially, here. Think about it. Because it was Shipnuck who put out the quote about the Saudi tour.
Yes.
It was also Shipnuck that put out the figures of how much gambling debt he's in.
Yep.
And those are the two things that have been talked about with Phil Mickelson for the last month.
The good news for Shipnuck and his family, they're doing well.
Yeah, they're doing great.
Yeah.
I mean, this book is going to get...
capitalizing on Phil Mickelson. But I'm sure there's other things in the book that talk about Phil Mickelson's brilliance as a golfer and also talk about the way that he interacts with the fans. Because
not the stuff that's going to sell. It's not going to be like great guy Phil, you know, waves to fans at Bethpage Black.
No,
it's not going to sell the book.
You know what? I just think that, you know, the way that fans have come back for Tiger, fans also, I think fans will understand, Phil. I also think that there was some truth that when this was presented to a number of professional golfers about how this LIV golf, you know, tour was going to be laid out and the money that was going to be available, I'm telling you, they were all probably sitting in there going, we're in.
Mm-hmm.
We're in. We're definitely in. Because we all like money. We all want money.
Sure,
why do you think that, well, you know, why is Tom Brady signing a 10-year, $375 million contract to tie himself to Fox after his football career is over? Because he likes money.
Because of $375 million.
Right? So it's all the same thing. And Phil was very open and honest, I guess, I'm assuming, through Shipnuck and all this other stuff. But the moment that came out, and the moment that the reaction was so visceral towards Phil's comments about that tour, now all of a sudden the PGA pounced on it politically,
mm-hmm.
and the players started scattering like rats.
Yep. Just
remember, these are individual players. These are not members of a team. And when you are not a member of a team, you do what's in your best interest.
Absolutely.
So prior to all of this stuff coming out from Shipnuck in the comments by Phil Mickelson, they were all in because they were going to get guaranteed, you know, money to go to these events, and it was going to be big money to show up to these events. And they weren't going to play four rounds of golf; they're going to play three rounds of golf. You know, so much you get a day back, you're making more money, and there's an opportunity for even a bigger winning purse if you do win. That's how golf is so popular worldwide. So yeah. Once that comment came out, all these other guys started scattering like rats. And then when the microphones got put in front of their faces, what they most likely all nodded yes to behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. Hands off. Boom. Forget about that.
Goodbye.
Yeah. No way.
Now we're all about the PGA Tour.
Love the PGA Tour.
Now we're all about legacies. Now we're all about this. Now we're all about that. And Phil has been left on an island.
That's right, which is a shame because he really should be there this weekend.
I think if he were there, fans would embrace him. I don't know whether or not the players would. I don't know if the players would embrace him. I think the fans would more than be happy to have him there. He may get a negative here or there, whatever, but for the most part, predominantly, fans love Phil
Mickelson.
He's
always been a fan favorite. Yes, of course.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.